John Garrett is the Canucks color commentator on Sportsnet. He joins us now in the program. Walker Rintoul, Sportsnet 650. How are you?
I'm good. I like the signing. I like the
extension. Okay, so what do you like about it?
Well, I like Jim. I think Jim is he's a good hockey guy. He reminds me of Ken Holland early in Ken Holland's managing career when Ken did all the scouting and worked his way up in the Detroit organization, and then and Ken, I know him quite well. He was a teammate of mine in Hartford. Very unpolished, not an outgoing kind of guy. But back when Ken started, you didn't have to be. And in a non-Canadian, although Detroit's almost like a Canadian market, it's hockey is pretty big. But he grew with the position, and Jim has gotten a little better with the media and the presentation. But when you talk to Jim and you get to know him, and the hockey part of it, that's what I like about Jim, is he's a passionate hockey man. He knows the game very well. He's come up through the ranks. He knows how to scout. I think it's good to, especially now, that it does look like the team is turning in the right direction. And to me, last year was quite a bit better than the year before, although it might not be reflected in the points. But it was much more exciting. And you always say, what if and but if. And if they hadn't had all those injuries on the blue line last year, and you look at this year, their depth on the blue line is a lot better. With the addition of Tyler Myers and Jordy Benn, you've got two NHL defensemen that could be in your, well, Tyler Myers for sure, either one or two, and Jordy Benn could be your fourth guy. So now you've got much better depth on defense. And if Jacob, there's lots of ifs, but if Jacob can have the same kind of year as he had this year, and he won't be called upon to be first star every night if they can stay healthy.
Cheech, everything you said about Benning's background as a scout and player evaluation, certainly at the amateur level, I think even those who are most adamantly opposed to Jim Benning getting this extension and continuing on as GM in this market, I think they would agree with that. Most of the criticism levied his way is either some of the deals he signed, some of the deals he's made, and whether or not he's up for the correct signings, as well as this team moves forward and is going to have some very important contracts to sign. I know there's widespread opinion on those aspects of his job. Just overall, would you like to see the Canucks bolster their front office with help around Jim Benning?
And Scott, you know me and my analytics background.
Very deep.
A big analytics guy. And that's what it seems a lot of teams are going in that direction, where you bring in somebody who is very analytics oriented, and he helps out the GM. And I don't know whether it's that necessary right now. He's got John Weisbrod and he's got Ryan Johnson, and I mean there's other people, sounding boards, and people that he can rely on and people he trusts. And I really think that by signing Jim to this extension, you're almost saying, well, okay, if I bring somebody else in now, that's kind of a slap in the face. That's okay, now, sure, you signed this three-year deal, and but now I've got somebody as a backup, and if things don't go right, boom. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, and I'm not even suggesting it has to be ownership that makes those hires. Could Jim Benning not say, you know what, we're going to bring in someone who more closely monitors the cap or whatever it happens to be? He brought in Ryan Beach, for example. You mentioned analytics. That's a hire they made this offseason. It doesn't necessarily have to be ownership that puts someone in place, Cheech. It could be Jim Benning that bolsters the front office.
Okay. Yeah, and then I agree. If Jim Benning wants to bring somebody in, then if it's Jim Benning's hire, sure, go ahead and do it. But what kind of person is Jim going to bring in? Okay, you've got Jonathan Wall is your cap guy, and he's been doing it for a while now. He learned from Lawrence Gilman. he's, you know, what are you going to, why would you bring in a cap guy?
Yeah, that was just an example, but it's more support than anything else.
Yeah.
It's more support than anything else. It doesn't have to be the right-hand man. I'm just wondering, you talk to people around the league and they look at the Canucks front office, and widespread opinion seems to be that it's a little thin relative to some other have markets in terms of the front office and the number of people they employ.
Yeah, okay. Now you're telling me that the Toronto Maple Leafs aren't top-heavy. That the Calgary Flames weren't top-heavy until just recently. To me, to hire somebody, just to hire somebody. And what do they do? I don't get it. Los Angeles Kings now. Do you think the Los Angeles Kings are listening a whole lot to Luc Robitaille? And yet he's part of the hierarchy. It makes no sense to me to just throw out names and hire somebody just to say, well, okay, we've got this guy on staff, if he's not going to do anything. And you go up and down that Leaf management team, and they've got guys that you've never heard of before, and yet they're vice president of this, vice president of that. And you look up into the box, and they're watching the games, and they're three deep because they don't have enough room in their skybox for all the management. Does that make sense? No.
John Garrett, our guest on Sportsnet 650, the program. Walker and Rintoul back together again for the first time in like a month. Yeah, the Leafs thing is interesting. And there was, at one point, obviously there was too many cooks in the kitchen because they had Lou Lamoriello, they had Brendan Shanahan, Mike Babcock has a big voice there. Kyle Dubas was the next big thing. Mark Hunter had aspirations of being a GM. And that is true. The more people I talk to around the league here, do believe the Canucks, and I think this is the biggest problem in Vancouver? No, not really. I kind of shrug my shoulders sometimes, John, at optics, but I do think that a lot of people think they need a bit of a public face, a bit of a spokesman who can be that conduit, who knows something about messaging. And for all, you know, we like about
a glorified, more of a public relations good speaker person.
Well, in a lot,
can go out and hold the press
a little bit,
and
but in a lot of ways, Cheech, Trevor Linden was like kind of epitomized the perfect guy. But obviously there was a rift, a difference of opinion between him and ownership. But in a perfect world, if everyone was on the same page, that would have been probably the perfect guy. And for whatever reason, it kind of collapsed on them.
He was the perfect guy, and he all the town hall meetings, and Trevor did a great job at doing that. And I think that's why he was hired in the first place, was to rebuild the Canuck trust among their fans and their fan base. And I think Trevor did a great job doing that. But now you've got a different set of players, and you've got the Rookie of the Year. How many times do you have the Rookie of the Year to sell? So that's, to me, it's... I agree with you. You talk to Jim, and I don't think he's really comfortable doing any sort of press conferences. That's just not his strength. But that's part of being a GM in Canada, and he has to do it. And
yeah,
he survives. But are you going to hire a guy just to go out and look like Dan Murphy and be a pretty face?
We want somebody better looking than that.
If they're lucky. John Garrett, I guess, before I let you go, well, what's your take on what we were just discussing before you came on? There was this idea, and it's not like Francesco came out and said, hey, it's playoffs or everyone's fired. This was kind of the narrative that we all speculate on. There was this idea that this summer and this coming season, Jim Benning was managing for his job, right? It is playoffs, we're damn close to or bust. And now there's a multi-year extension in place. Do you think that has changed? Is Jim Benning more unfireable if things go south, or has nothing changed in that regard?
I wouldn't say nothing's changed, but I agree with Scott. I was listening to you guys before I came on, and I think if the team does poorly with everybody available who is Michael Ferland and Tyler Myers and Jordy Benn, and you go up and down the guys, JT Miller. If all those guys are available and don't get hurt, this is what I'm saying. If there's no injuries and the Canucks go in the tank with the roster that they've built now, then Jim's in trouble. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 3 years, 5 years, it wouldn't matter because he's been there for the 4 years that they haven't made the playoffs. So, but if they get 93 points this year, or say 90 points this year, and still miss the playoffs by 2 or 3 points, but they're a more entertaining team even than they were last year, then Jim will be okay. And I think the conversation is turned away from after 10 games in October, when's Jim going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that you've avoided by this extension.
He is John Garrett, Canucks color analyst on Sportsnet, reporting that Dan Murphy will be approached with the Canucks presidency yeah. role. Amazing. It's an amazing scoop, yeah.
He always dresses so nicely. He's got the great suits. He's always in the gym.
Good news.
Really well.
Good news, Cheech. If he does get that gig, I have it on good authority he will hire you as team dietitian.
Yes, that would be it. Yeah. I'd love that. Yeah. Roger would like that too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, straight to the playoffs with that diet. Thanks, Cheech.
Okay, talk to you later.
Sportsnet 650.